Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Sound Heart. Tonight, I'm going to be discussing some aspects of biblical pneumatology, that is the doctrine of the Spirit. Of course, pneumatology involves other spirit beings as well. It's not very pretty beings. In John chapter 14, beginning at verse 15, Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray or ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." Verse 17, the Spirit of truth. Notice, the Spirit of whom the world cannot see, because it's just not. I know it, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, or I will not be orphans. I will not be orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world feels no more. Because I live, it shall also live. That shall know that I am my, and be my Father, and you, and I. Verse 20. But the Comforter, which does the Spirit, the Father, will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and shall bring all things to your remembrance. Of course, Jesus, to the apostolic college. Whatsoever I have said of peace, I leave my peace. I give it, not as the world give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled. So, verse 20, our Savior is of the Comforter. In Latin, the name is put forth, meaning the strong one. The Greek, however, has the word parakletos, the. So in verse 26, we have masculine of hope, and then we have the day. A very important, because day means necessary in the nature of Jesus. So we have the comfort, or it's necessary in the nature of Jesus. That the Parakletos, the one who comes along our side to bring aid, the pneuma, the hatia. So we have the promise of the Holy Spirit. And notice Jesus said, "Hey, for the Father will send my name. He shall teach you." It's the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit teach us? The Holy Spirit, God, teaches us doctrine. Holy Spirit teaches us as he taught the apostles the Word of God. You and I intake the Spirit from God, the Word of God, into the mind. And the mind is staging the intellect to perceive the Word of God. But you and I must choose to believe that. And when we choose to believe God's word, then that intellectual information is transferred by faith from gnosis, knowledge, to epiphanies. That is complete knowledge. It's upon the basis of epiphanies in the heart that you and I go in. And that the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. So, have purpose come of the conflict. See, the ministry is to us. And along with that, Jesus said, verse 47, I bring you peace. I leave with my own peace, my my own peace. I give unto you, not as the world I give peace to peace. Not this one. Not according to the second chapter 4 later. Definitely. If God is in you. Not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it. So, when we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, which is a fantastic chapter in the Word of God. So, 2 Corinthians 1 to be reached. Blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy, and the God of all comfort. God of all comfort. God provides his own supernatural comfort in his spirit. Verse 4. Who comforteth us in all our tribulations? In all our tribulations. That, first clause, we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. We see the balance of confusion and how can God, how he meets our needs, how he comforts us, and the comfort that he provides us, we in turn comfort our other brothers and sisters who are also experiencing trouble. Jesus said, in the world, you will have tribulation. It reads that it's the word tribulation means to be entitled to this. Believing to be entitled in the devil's work. And so, notice verse 5. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is your consolation and salvation, which is effectual to endure the same sufferings which we ourselves suffer, but with the comfort of it for your consolation. And salvation. The God of all comfort is our God. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 1. God of all comfort. We need his work in our lives today. Our brothers and sisters across this planet. experience greatly. We pray for the need to intercede on their behalf. We need to go before the throne of grace, where we might find help time. This is a time when we've been to a Savior, we've to God and welcome, because we need His consolation. So I want to give the thanks to God for this. There are so many people who are troubled with the loss of everything, who are hurting and stuff. So their lives have been priceless. We therefore need to pray for our brothers and our sisters. We pray for children. We pray for the homeless who cannot run away from disaster. We need to pray for the infirm, weak, those unable to take care of themselves, who cannot get out of the way. God sees the evil that been done and is being done to us. God takes it. And God met Paul on the road to Damascus. He said to Saul, why persecutest thou me? See, the schizophrenic nature of this world does not participate. It is this madness, this haste to bring on lives of so many. It does not recognize, does not understand that there will be a payday, something that God will bring trouble on those who have troubled His saints. And Paul says it. The equation will be balanced by God. It may seem like the enemy is winning, but God is looking at what's going on, and God sees what's going on, and God will make right what has been done to His own. 2 Corinthians 1:4, 2 Corinthians 1:7, 2 Thessalonians 1:7, Paul writes, and to you who are troubled, thus and thus, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven as mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus. The rejection of the word, rejection of the gospel, does not remove culpability. And notice what will happen to them. It's not, who shall be punished? Everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, from the glory of His power. And He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired. All them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. So, beloved, let's pray for one another, looking forward to the hope that we have in our lives. Pray for one.